This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hi, and welcome. Glad to have you on board today. My name's Suze Casey, and it is my distinct pleasure to flip the switch with you this December 10th afternoon. I hope that you are in a warm and comfortable place. I'm just looking outside, and it's kind of hunkering down and beginning to look a lot like Christmas around my house. Being in Canada here, we've got some wintertime things happening. Just went out and bought a Christmas tree, and, you know, it's that time of year. And last week, we talked about how do you keep the ho-ho-ho in Christmas and not get ho-hum or completely derailed? If you've got questions or comments about last week's show or any of the shows previous, we'd love to hear from you. You can call in on 877-230-3062. And if you've been thinking about calling in and just kind of not sure and thinking you'll wait till next time, you can do that. There's today's show and then next week's show, and then that's it for call-ins for this month, because the next two are going to be pre-records. And so this, call in now, 877-230-3062. What we're looking at today is this All I Want for Christmas. It's a really popular Christmas tune. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. And I just thought I would take that theme and take a look at how do you manifest what you really want. And what's when you're manifesting what you really want, how do you go there? So that's the topic for today, which is what do I really want? On today's show, we're going to be walking through making a wish list. What I say, a wish list for the universe. You can do your God list. You can call it your Buddha list, whatever it is, but whatever your higher power is, we're going to be doing the wish list for the universe. It's a little reminiscent of going through the catalog when you were a kid and making your Christmas list up, because this is what do you truly want? And that's that same energy that I would encourage you to have that you had when you were a little kid, anticipating the possibilities, not worrying about how it was going to happen, not even, you know, noticing. When we were little, we didn't notice if the price tag was $295 or $2095. And when I was a kid, $2095 was a lot of money, but, you know, $295 or $2995. We didn't worry about what the price was. We just knew that that's what we wanted. So it does not have to be material things, and we'll get onto that in a little while, but we're going to look at having that same kind of excitement about ordering from the catalog of the universe or your higher power and how you can manifest what you really want. So that's what we're on about today, and I'm excited to chat with anyone who would like to ask questions about that or would like to do some repatterning around that. But let's dive in and give you some food for thought here. So that's the time of year when the question is often asked, what do you want for Christmas? I know I've asked it of my kids and my grandkids and my partner, and it's been asked of me by friends and my partner and my kids. What do you really want? What would bring a sparkle to your eye? Now, many of us get all, I don't know what the word is for it, but we're just like, I don't need anything. It's okay. You know, nope, I'm good. We know that we're good and we know we don't need anything, but there's a great joy in the giving. And so we're going to talk about that giving and receiving and how important it is to keep that back and forth happening. So many people that are on the spiritual path are very, 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 very good at giving and not so good at receiving. And I know that we've talked about this before on this show. You may have caught the conversation. If you did, great. It bears repeating. And if you didn't, we're going to talk about it now. So think about when you give a gift and how good it feels to give that special gift. And I'm not talking about the, you know, should, must, have to kind of gifts. I'm talking about when you find that perfect item. And it might just be a small trinket. It might just be a funny picture. It might be just a story And it might be something that you physically wrap up, but you know that feeling when you give something straight from your heart that you know will truly mean a lot to the person who's receiving it. That's the feeling that you are disallowing others to have when you push away their gifts or insist that you don't need anything or that you're fine. Those feelings of feeling really good about contributing, about being connected, get cut off. And I know that that's never anyone's intention to do that. No one would intentionally cut someone off from that feeling, but that's what happens when we do not allow ourselves to receive. So, before you get your wish list going for the universe, you need to have your catcher's mitt on. You need to be able to receive the good that's coming your way. I had an interesting experience yesterday. Some of you may have noticed on Facebook, it was my birthday, and I had 257 people send me birthday wishes. It was lovely. It was wonderful. And thank you so much if you were one of them. And I found it a little bit overwhelming. And I watched myself with quite a bit of observational delight, getting a bit squirmy about the outpouring of good wishes. I'm really good at giving them. And clearly yesterday was an opportunity for me to get better at receiving. Let me repeat that. I'm really good at giving. And yesterday was an opportunity for me to get even better at receiving. I'm imagining and believing that that's going to resonate with some of you. If you're someone who gives, but it's like, no, I'm good. I don't need anything. Nope. That's just cutting off the good vibration. So if you imagine a figure eight on its side, so like an infinity symbol, and where it crosses over, you put yourself. And on one side of it, put the word give, and on the other side, put the word receive. If your give side is bigger than your receive side, you are going to be knocked off balance. So if the figure eight has a great, big, huge bubble on the giving side and kind of a skinny little scrawny bubble on the receiving side, you're out of balance. And until you learn to have your giving and receiving in balance, and I'm not saying it has to be dollar for dollar value, I'm saying that your ability to receive is as great as your ability to give, you'll be off balance. We've all witnessed it the other way. We've all witnessed individuals who are exceptionally good at receiving and not as good at giving. I had an experience of this yesterday. I went to the salon to have my nails done as a treat for myself. And a woman came in and she was upset with the way that her nails were done the week before, and she was making sure everybody knew about it and was really casting quite a negative energy over the salon. Well, they, hustled her in and redid the nails and told her it was complimentary, and she left without saying thank you. And I looked at the gal that was working with me and I said, I think that you do really good work here and I really appreciate that you make things right. And she just kind of smiled at me. And then at the end of my appointment, I went over and spoke to the gal who had done the extra work. And I said, you did a really nice job and did a nice thing for that woman. And I'm sorry that she wasn't able to give you the compliment, but I watched you and you were really good with her. And I'd like to give you a tip. And so it's about that giving and receiving piece. That was a woman who was very good at receiving, but not that good at giving. And I realized after I did that and then came home and was feeling a bit squirmy about the number of well wishes I was getting, that I'm exceptional at giving and I've got something to learn about receiving. So there is no blame, no shame, no harm, no foul. Everybody just needs to have those two things in balance. in a balanced way so that you don't feel like you're overgiving or overdoing, or you don't feel that you are beholding to someone or that you have to pay them back. It's not about that dollar for dollar thing. It's about energetically being in balance. Let's do a quick repattern around that. I forgive myself for believing, and I'm going to do it on the side of overgiving and under receiving. And I'm not even going to say overgiving because I think there's absolutely, you want to give as much as you can. You just have to balance it with receiving. So I forgive myself for believing that it is challenging for me to receive to the same level that I'm able to give. So repeat that one with me. I forgive myself for believing that it's challenging for me to receive to the same level that I give. And breathe that in. And let it go. And we're going to move to the permission statement. I give myself permission to deepen my ability to receive with grace. I give myself permission to deepen my ability to receive with grace. And breathe that in. And let it go. I choose to balance my level of giving and my level of receiving. I choose to balance my level of giving and my level of receiving. Breathe it in and let it go. I'm free to know that both giving and receiving are equally good. I'm free to know that both giving and receiving are equally good. And we're going to come back to that one because I can hear some monkeys screaming in the background. I know how good it feels to receive. It happened yesterday, and I'm going to use a specific example for me. I want to think of an example for you in your life. I know how good it feels to receive. It happened yesterday when I said thank you to all of those people who sent me a note. I know how good it is to receive. It happened yesterday when I said thank you. You see, the interesting part about giving and receiving, as you've just noticed, is that I was receiving those compliments and then I said thank you, which is giving back a compliment. And then the people who gave me the well wishes, again, are receiving back my gratitude. And then it feels complete. So one of the reasons I was having a challenge with this receiving thing yesterday was because it was like, how do I respond to all these people? Some of them were people I hadn't heard from for just ages. Many of them were listeners and clients, and I so appreciated and valued every one of them. Some of them had funny little messages. Some of them had very personal messages. Some of them just said happy birthday. Some of them had pictures and flashy things and little songs. And I valued all of them. And I was really quite like, how am I going to say thank you to all of these? And then I realized there's an easy way. And I just sat myself down in front of the fireplace. Because remember, when you don't know what to do, you get into the state of being you want to be in. Made myself a cup of tea, sat in front of the fireplace to think about this, lit the fire, had my computer on my lap. I was just reading through them. And I thought, oh, I can just do a like and acknowledge everyone's greetings. And I went through and liked all of them. It was a lovely experience because it made me feel balanced again, and that giving and receiving was in balance. It was equitable. It's not about even, it's about equitable in an energetic way. So, what do you want for Christmas? And whether or not you celebrate Christmas in the North American Christian tradition way, or if you've got other celebrations that you follow, maybe different religious celebrations, it's the time of year where there is a lot of giving and a lot of emphasis on giving. And so the charities are, you know, opening up and looking for things and asking for help, and people are, like, you know, peace on earth and goodwill toward men does not rely on any given religion or religious holiday. What do you want? And if it's not for Christmas because you don't celebrate that, what do you just want? What do you want? What do you really, really want? What do you really, 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 really want? What would make your heart sing? Now, I'm often surprised at the responses I get when I ask that question, what would make your heart sing? Because many people that I encounter have never thought about what, number one, what would make their heart sing, and number two, if they even deserve to have their heart sing. It's never occurred to them. They're just trying to get through the day. Well, we're not here to get through the day. We're here to have our heart sing, and your higher power, whether that be God, Buddha, the universe, whatever it is for you, wants to hear your heart sing. That's what it receives back for the giving of what you desire. Now, when someone asks me what I want, I try to be as specific as I can. So a friend said, you know, I'd like to take you out for lunch. I said, that would be great. When would you like to do that? Let's set a date. Not, oh yeah, sometime would be great. That's brushing it off. But ask for a specific date and time and putting it in the calendar. And then she said, where would you like to go? And I said, well, I love anything ethnic. And if you know of some place new that's ethnic, that'd be really great. Other than that, we could go to, and I gave her a couple of options of places we've been to before. She was so excited to go off and find a new place that I didn't know about. And I'm excited to find out what she comes back with. That's about asking for what you want specifically, even if you don't exactly know. So I didn't give her, you know, the new Japanese restaurant on 14th Street by 17th Avenue called. I didn't do that because I didn't know of that. But I said, something ethnic that I don't know about would be delightful. I'd really enjoy that surprise. I didn't say, oh, just anything at any time, or we'll see whatever you turn up. You can feel the energy on that. And the same thing happens when you are requesting from the universe, your higher power, what it is that you really want. So I'll ask you, what would make your heart sing? What would truly make every part of you just be really happy? If you were a dog, it would make your tail wag. If you were a cat, it would make you purr. And if you're a person, it would put a big smile on your face. What would make your heart sing? We're going to take a quick break here and ask you to just jot down some of those things. No judgment, just jot it down. What would make your heart sing? I'll give you some examples. It might be things like time with my grandkids. You know, for me, what would make my heart sing? Time with my grandkids. I'd love a new tablecloth for the dining room table. Having my new iPhone set up would make my heart sing. Having the administrative list all put together the way that makes sense would make my heart sing. Spending time with good friends and family, going for a swim, time in front of the fireplace. All things that make my heart sing, and all things that I can request from the universe or from good friends or family when they ask. We'll be back in about a minute and a half, 2 minutes. Meanwhile, what would make your heart sing? On your mark, get set, go. I'm Suze Casey, and you're listening to CTR Network.
Are you ready to integrate belief repatterning into your everyday way of being? Discover effective ways to flip your switch between your own inner critic and inner coach. Changing your thoughts changes your behavior and creates the outcomes you desire personally, professionally, physically, and spiritually. Join me for the teleseminar. Over 3 weeks, you'll receive focused, individualized coached practice time, and we'll walk through the book. I'll support you with more practical suggestions. Your $99 investment also gives you access to our learning center and recordings of all the calls. For upcoming dates and to register, visit beliefrepatterning.com. That's belief, B-E-L-I-E-F, repatterning, R-E, the word pattern, P-A-T-T-E-R-N-I-N-G.com, or call 403-286-9380. Learn how your inner thoughts and self-talk affects your behavior, your energy, and the energy of others. You can and will repattern anything you choose.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hi, and welcome back. And I'm wondering how you all did with that. What would make your heart sing? Really sing. What would make your tail wag if you were a dog and make you purr if you were a cat? What is really what you really, really want? We're going to come back to that question and take it another step further about how you go about manifesting that. But first, we've got a call from Sue in Ohio. Welcome. Can you hear me, Sue? I wonder if we've lost her. Well, we'll give Cam a minute to see if we can get her back there. Oh, she's there. Sue, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, hi. I can hear you now, and you can hear me. Good stuff.
Yes,
How are you being today?
Oh, much better talking to you, and happy belated birthday.
Well, thank you so much. I'm interested to explore what 58 looks like.
Gee, in a couple of months, I'll explore what 60 looks like.
Well, there you go. That's fun. Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's interesting because my niece's birthday was a week ago, and I phoned her house, and I said to her, Mom, I'd like to talk to the seven-year-old. I hear you have one at your house. And my niece was so excited. She came, and she said, but it doesn't feel any different, Auntie Suze. It's I said, but just think, imagine. I said, let's look at all the things that happened when you were six. And we listed them all down. I said, what could happen when you're seven? And she was so excited. So I'm doing the same thing with myself. I'm exploring what 58 could possibly be like. So, yeah, 60 sounds like fun, too.
Yes.
So how do I support you today? You've been a longtime listener. I know that you've done some lots of one-on-one work with me. What's on your mind?
Oh, I was making my list. And I really started off with an abundance of inspirational speaking opportunities, meeting and connecting with my long-term partner, my son getting a full-time job, and new furniture.
All righty. So what prompted you to call? You wanted to play it in person?
No, I was prompted to call because of the connecting with the long-term partner.
Okay.
Something came up the other day about, I kind of felt like I was falling back into old habits of twisting myself up to please somebody. And I went, whoa.
Alrighty. So, nice for noticing it. And, you know, the thing that happens for all of us is that when we get into a bigger space, into a new space, old patterns will absolutely come back. So, you know, good on you for noticing it. I wonder, let's just do this. So I think that you and I have done this exercise, but I'm going to do this with folks on the air, because I think it helps people understand. You don't have to beat yourself up when you go to that other place. But what do you do? So if you have, just draw a line down, and on the left-hand side, the down arrow, and on the right-hand side, the up arrow. And make a very long, skinny U on the left-hand side. Just really skinny, but very long. And on the right-hand side, make a wide, shallow U. Imagine that those are the cross-section of the pathway of the pattern that's in your brain. So the old one that used to drag you down, the twisting yourself to please somebody else, is not very prominent anymore, but it runs really deep. That makes sense?
Yep.
So it's skinny and deep, and it won't show up very often unless your stress levels are at a place where the other one, which is shallow but quite wide, which is the new one, which you've been practicing and it feels good and you can do it most of the time, it seems prominent, but it only goes so deep because you haven't deepened it yet. What happens is that if something is at a stress level that's deeper than that new pathway can handle, boom, your brain will just rip right back over to the old pathway as if like zap. And people will go, where did that come from? I thought I dealt with this. That's so old. And then they beat themselves up about it. here's the phrase to use when that happens. If you can practice it and remember it, and it's like, oh, I recognize this old pattern and I'm choosing now to be. So what's the opposite for you of twisting yourself into pleasing somebody?
The opposite of that is loving myself.
Okay.
Accepting all of me.
I was going to say there's something more there. So loving and accepting all of me?
Yeah.
Or loving and accepting myself as I am?
Yeah, either one of those.
Okay. So write that on the side of the line with the wide, shallow pathway. And on the side of the line with the down arrow, write the twisting myself out of shape to please others. Not that anybody else on this phone call has ever done that. I'm just laughing, going, my monkey's saying, Suze, are you listening? Because you've had this one too. So I know you've heard me say, and listeners have heard me say many times, it's not what happens to you, it's how you navigate what happens to you. And so it's okay that you go into that place. It doesn't mean that the relationship is wrong or you're a bad person or all of those things that we assign to it. What it means is this is an opportunity for you to shorten up the depth of that old pattern, to make it less deep in your life, to go, you know what, that's the old pattern, and I'm consciously choosing to accept and love myself just as I am right now. Not from a place of, oh, darn, there's that old one again, but a really loving and accepting place. And then finding something that you might be able to use to reinforce that. So let's go here. I recognize that old pattern. It's so last year.
I recognize that old pattern.
It's so last year.
It's so last year.
Okay, breathe that in. I forgive myself for believing it's who I am.
I forgive myself for believing it's who I am.
It may have been where I was, but it's not who I am.
It may have been where I was, but it's not who I am.
And breathe it in. Now you see how that's like, you're not pushing it away and saying that, you know, oh, no, I wasn't doing that. Like, no, not me. You're acknowledging it. You're going, yep, that's it. So I give myself permission to use this opportunity to love and accept myself more deeply.
I give myself permission to use this opportunity to love and accept myself more deeply.
How does that one feel?
I got a yeah, but.
Okay, so what's the yeah, but?
Yeah, but you don't feel it right now.
Okay. I give myself permission to feel like you don't feel the love and appreciation for yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. I give myself permission to love and appreciate myself and really feel it right now by, what did you do?
I called you.
There you go. So let's use that one. I give myself permission.
I give myself permission to love and accept myself and really feel it within me. And I did this today by calling Sue's radio show.
Okay, breathe that in. Now, this is not me looking for accolades. It's just called, I know that that's what you did. So yay, okay? What other things might you do to deepen that so that that little yabbit goes away?
Cook a healthy dinner.
Okay. So got something in mind?
Yes, I have some salmon that I've thawed. So I will cook that in some asparagus.
I'll make a lovely meal for myself as a way of appreciating and loving myself.
I'll make a lovely dinner for myself, and that's the way of loving and appreciating myself. And
can you light a candle while you do it?
Oh, yes.
There you go. Doesn't have to be big, just and you're doing it to underline the I love and appreciate myself.
Yes.
I can wind myself out of shape, or I can love and appreciate myself, and I'm choosing.
I can wind myself out of shape, or I can love and appreciate myself, and I choose loving and appreciating myself. Yes, that feels much better.
Okay, so we're only at choice, but I want to just comment on the yeah, but. So you've heard me talk about the monkeys all the time that are the either inner critic or inner coach, either they're supporting or draining. But the yeah, but is almost like it's like a punctuation mark. It shows up. And so I think of it actually, I call it in my mind, the yeah, but rabbit. And I think about, you know, the two little ears of a rabbit that pop up and go, yeah, but, and kind of like make little kind of quotation marks around whatever's being said. And that's just a way of lightening it for me.
Yeah, definitely.
So when the yabbit shows up, it's like I get this kind of like cartoon character rabbit that comes, you know, kind of like a Roger Rabbit character. It comes up and pops up its ears and goes, yeah, but. And then I can be more observational with it and it doesn't head into the beat up place.
Yeah, I didn't really go into the beat up place. I'm better than that.
I stayed neutral. Good.
Yeah, but it kind of kept being persistent. So it was. I knew there was something more underneath it.
Hmm. Well, and the thing is that it may or may not be something more underneath it. It may just be an indication that you're in a bigger space that you haven't played in for a long time, or maybe ever at all. And you don't have a pathway deep enough.
That could be. That's appreciating. Very true.
Yeah. You know, because people will say, oh, there must be something else that I haven't dealt with. Well, no, maybe it's just like a dust bunny left over. You know, like maybe it doesn't require deep, deep steam cleaning. Maybe it just is a little, oh, missed that spot. And using it as an indication of an opportunity to deepen the way you really want to be. So let's do that. I'm free to use that situation as an opportunity to deepen my ability to love and appreciate myself.
I'm free to use that situation as an opportunity to love and appreciate myself.
I know how to do that. I'm really good at it.
I know how to do that. I'm really good at it.
And I get to practice it again today.
And I get to practice it again today.
I'm deepening my ability to love and appreciate myself, and it feels.
I'm deepening my love and appreciation for myself, and it feels really wonderful.
Good. Breathe that one in.
Yes, it is.
Nice. So you can, you know, because you've done a lot of repatterning, it's nice because listeners are going to be able to hear how quickly you moved through that. And you really, when you can start to use the stuff that happens on the downside of the line to just pop you over to the upside even faster and going, oh, good opportunity. If clearly you're in a new space that you haven't been in before, or it wouldn't be popping up. So forgive yourself for believing that there's something else underneath it that you have to figure out and just go, right, the doorbell's ringing and pointing me to the direction of what I really want, which is to love and appreciate myself just like I am.
Yeah, it really resonates with me that I'm in a new space with this.
Well, and you're opening to the possibility and opportunity for a partner who actually wants you to be you.
Yeah.
And that's a new space for a lot of women, especially, I'm going to, you know, I'll put us both in the same lump here, especially those of us who were brought up in the 50s and 60s. And then, you know, we were brought up kind of that was your job.
Yeah.
Was, you know, do whatever you were supposed to do to make your guy happy. And I'm not saying it's not a good thing to make the people in your life happy, but bending yourself out of shape for it, whether you're a guy or a gal, you know, I know my partner will bend himself out of shape occasionally trying to make me happy. And it's like, stop, just be you. I'm happy when you're you.
Yeah.
And that's the partnership that you want. And it, you know, it may have been available to you before, but you didn't know how to do it. So you don't have to make the other ones wrong. It's just great. Now I know how to do this. And until we can do it for ourselves, we're not going to be able to do it in partnership.
True. Very true.
So let's go here. I'm opening to the possibility of partnership where both of us love and appreciate ourselves just the way we are.
Wow, I love that. I am open to the possibility of a partnership with both of us loving and appreciating ourselves.
I give myself permission. So let's just go through the whole thing. I give myself permission to create that. That's what really makes my heart sing.
I give myself permission to create that. That's really what makes my heart sing.
So let's go back and look at that list. What did you put on your list of what would make your heart sing?
An abundance of inspirational speaking opportunities, meeting and connecting with my long-term partner, my son getting a full-time job, and new furniture.
Okay. So what really makes your heart sing is not meeting and connecting with your long-term partner, but meeting and connecting with a long-term partner who loves and appreciates himself. And
yes.
And okay, that you hear that? That's what makes your heart sing.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll be having that. Okay. With sprinkles on it, please. Okay.
Yes.
You feel the difference.
Yes.
That's your intention. Your intention is not to meet and connect with your life partner. I mean, that might be part of it, but that's not what you really want. What you said is, I want a bike. Now what you're saying is, I want the red bike with the bell on it that, you know, like, what is it that you really, really want? You don't want just any old life partner. You want a life partner who loves and appreciates himself, and that you love and appreciate yourself, and you come together in that space.
It's exactly perfect.
Can you imagine that? Can you feel that?
Oh, yes. Yes,
like giving you tingles behind your knees?
Yes, and the smile that goes from ear to ear.
If you were a puppy dog, you'd be wagging your tail?
Absolutely.
Good stuff. Good stuff. So you can do the same thing with your furniture. New furniture. If I was the universe, that would not get me excited to go and deliver that.
I would really love a new couch and a new dining room table and chairs. The ones I've had are over 20 years old. So
okay. So, and you hear as soon as you say the ones I have are over 20 years old, boot drain. Okay. Yeah. So what can you imagine, and, you know, keep it clean here, but what can you imagine happening on that brand new couch?
Cuddling in front of the fireplace.
There you go. That's what makes your heart sing. New furniture, not so much. A couch that I can cuddle on with my long-term partner who loves and appreciates and values himself. And the, you know, okay. That's what you're looking for.
Yeah.
What will happen around that dining room table? What's the energy of it?
The energy of it is that we would sit there and have nice romantic dinners on my new dining room set.
There you go. Breathe that in. Because if you're looking for a new dining room set that is for romantic dinners, that's different than if you're looking for a new dining room set that's going to seat, you know, like for me, it would be that seats like my three kids, their partners, and all of the grandkids. That's a different dining room suite. How's the universe or your higher power supposed to know what you mean when you say, I want new furniture?
Yeah.
So when you're looking at material things that you want, it's the energy of it that you want. And then you put yourself in that energy now. Why wait till spring? Now. So tonight when you're having that appreciative meal that you're making for yourself that you love and appreciate, and you light that candle, imagine that you're at the table with the partner that loves and appreciates himself and you, and you're having that romantic dinner, and feel the energy of it. You don't have to like do it for the whole meal. Just do it for like 10, 20 seconds.
Yeah.
Be the energy of it. And you'll be astonished at how quickly that new dining room piece of furniture will show up. I bet, you know, I'll put dollars on it that somebody's going to phone you in the next couple of weeks that they've got something that they're, you know, wanting to give away because they need something bigger or something. But something will happen. Now, Bob Proctor also taught me another piece to this manifesting thing that is really important, and that is to let go of whatever is in the way to create the space for that new piece thing to come in. So, and he uses the example, he used, when I studied with him years ago now, he used the example of a Chesterfield, which in Canada is what you call a couch. And so, you know, if you want a new couch, rather than making do with the old one, let go of the old one, or make the plan for letting go of it at least.
Oh, I've done that.
Okay. Okay, good stuff.
The plan is in place.
Great. So then maybe you have a nice blanket or a nice sheet or something that you can throw over the old one that's kind of like a, you know, we're covering this up because we're done with it. That makes it kind of moving towards the new place. If you possibly can move it on and out, go for it. Because that often takes a real leap of faith. But you know, the universal law you're working with here is that nature abhors a vacuum and will move in to fill the space. And so create the vacuum. And one of the things that I suggest to people who are looking for partnership is I say, how much space do you have in your bedroom? Do you have room in your closet? Oh, gosh, no, it's full. Well, half the closet needs to be empty.
I just did that this past weekend.
Well done. And you got an empty drawer in your vanity in your bathroom. And, you know, there's got to be space.
Yes, and there's empty drawers in my dresser. And
nicely done. Well done. Good job. Creating space. Perfect. And so that's, you know, and that, and then when you look at that, it's like, not, oh, there's that empty drawer, still empty, I don't have anybody, you know. It's you look at it and you go, there's space for you to put your stuff. Because when it happens, it can happen super quickly.
Yeah.
Super quickly. You know, I often laugh about how quickly when I met Phil, it was just like, bang, we both knew immediately. And I had, you know, vowed that I was not going to ever live with anybody again, that I, you know, they could have their own house, I'd have my own house, and that it'd be all lovely. And it was 2 months, not even. Yeah, 2 months from when we met to when we moved in together. Because it was just like we both knew. And then everything conspired, you know, his lease came up and the housemate that I had moved out, and it was just like everything happened and I was ready. I didn't have to like scramble around. It was like the space was there. It had been created. So, yeah. Get yourself into the what you really want feeling, which we just did, and then create the space for it to happen. Make sense?
Yes, it does. And thank you.
You're so welcome. Anything else we can talk about today? Or are you good to go?
I'm good to go. But thank you, and I appreciate all the work that you do. I'm truly a fan.
I appreciate that, Sue. Thank you so much. Thanks for calling in. You have an awesome Christmas season.
Yes, you too.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, I appreciate Sue calling in today because I know that that will have given listeners some ideas, because you could hear when she went to what really makes her heart sing. So if you're still not sure about what makes your heart sing, we've got time to take another caller, 877-230-3062. Meanwhile, I promised you that I was going to say, how do you find time in an already busy day to gift it to yourself? So what we did was we found the energy, the feeling that she wanted to have, and then we found a simple way to do it. So she was wanting to love and appreciate herself more. She wants a partner who does that. Create a nice meal for yourself. Light a candle. Done. Easy peasy. You want to identify the feeling of what it is that you want, then raise your energy to match that vibration, and then send that energy out into the world. And that's the quickest way of turning your wish list for the universe into your reality. So if you haven't grabbed a pen and a paper over the break and created that list, I'm encouraging you to do it now. Don't wait until it's going to be perfect. Just begin. The universe is really and truly waiting to deliver what you want. Asking for furniture, not so much, but asking it for a dining room suite where you and the partner that you so appreciate and value will sit together and have romantic evenings and great conversations, and that the universe can get behind. I hope that that's given you some concepts and ideas, and I do want to mention just a couple of other things here. I don't think we'll do another break today. I think we're just getting close to the end, and if we got somebody that's calling in, then that'd be great. A couple of things. I know that the commercial break that we did talked about the Flip Your Switch class, and I realized that I have changed up how I do that, and I had changed up the ad on Contact Talk Radio. So my apologies on that. We are now doing a complimentary evening called Critic to Coach, Inner Critic to Inner Coach. And on that evening, I go through a number of activities and skills that will help you integrate this work into your day-to-day life. And when I say integrate, I mean live it, not just learn it, that you would actually be able to walk through this. It is over two nights, and we don't have another date set for it. What we're doing is there's a website you can go to. It's Critic, the number two, Coach. So C-R-I-T-I-C, the number two, Coach, C-O-A-C-H.ca. Go to critictocoach.ca, and you'll see a couple of dates. There's some in Calgary. If you're in the area, you can join us there. There's one going to be in Edmonton that will be end of February or early March. Stay tuned for that one. If you're up in that area, you can click on that one. Or if you'd like to do the online, click on that one. And when we have a group of people together, then I will set a date for it. Usually the online ones we do in an evening, and we pick an evening that works. So if that's of interest to you, pop in there. The value of that, it's $149 value. The cost to you is complimentary. I made the decision this year to do some complimentary courses because I'm really committed to people learning how to live in this way. And one of my pieces of commitment has been this ongoing radio show that I have done on Contact Talk Radio now for nearly 3 years, and then a year before that on Hay House Radio. So since April of 2012, I have done a weekly radio show offering this work for individuals to call in, get some support and help. And I've made the decision to stop doing the radio show as of the end of December. It was a tough decision to make, and I'll be talking about it a little bit more next week when we talk about when you're opening up to something new, sometimes you have to let go of what you've had before. If you try to hang on to everything you've been doing and keep adding new things in, you're going to get stuck. Because you'll be trying to hang on to too much stuff. And it came to my understanding that that's what was happening with the radio show. I love doing it. I love connecting with people. And more than that, I love connecting with people around the courses. When it's a conversation, a dialogue back and forth. And when people call in, it's been fabulous. But I decided that I really wanted to move to that more interactive approach. And so we're offering the online Critic to Coach. And I will let you in on a little secret. During the online Critic to Coach or any of the in-person Critic to Coaches, I make an invitation. And that invitation is to come and immerse yourself in a weekend, a Friday night, all day Saturday, all day Sunday weekend in Calgary. Now, when I first announced this in the summertime, there was a gal that called in from Saskatchewan, and she and her husband came and had an incredible experience that weekend. The weekend is complimentary, and that means you don't pay anything for it. To register for that, if you're listening here, you need to be on Critic to Coach, on the online version of it, or attend one of the in-person ones, or send an email to office@belieffreepatterning.com and say, I'm interested and would like information about the weekend. We're calling the weekend Flip Your Switch because it really is about you coming and living in the energy. And the reason I'm doing this is because I am looking for people who really want to make a committed decision to incorporate belief repatterning into their own life. And they may decide to go on and use it in the other work that they do as a positive self-talk coach, or continue on with their studies and become a belief specialist and a belief repatterning practitioner. By helping people live this and having that Friday night, all day Saturday, all day Sunday immersed experience, I know that what will happen is I'll find the people that are really committed to living in this way, not just playing with it, dipping their toe in when it's convenient. No, I'm talking about living your life as if what you know to be true really is true, and having the courage to show up as yourself and do that. And that, my friends, takes courage. I know. I remember the day on April the 4th, 1999, where I said to my friend, I'm going to live as if it's all true. And she said to me, you already do. And I said, no, I don't. I do it when it's convenient. And when it's awkward, I resort back to old habits and old patterns. And I'm tired of doing that. I want a new way. Well, those of you who have followed belief repatterning know that in 1999, that's when I began my full-time practice of belief repatterning. I had developed the technique, studied it, you know, shared it with people, used it in classrooms. I'd been studying energy for a lot of years prior to that. But in 1999, I went, no, I'm living this. And I made the commitment. And I'm looking for people, quite frankly, who are willing to do that same kind of thing, whether they want to take the work and embed it into what they're already doing as a life coach, as a financial planner, as a Girl Guide leader, as a mom, as a dad, as a you know, member of their community, as a lawyer. It doesn't matter. Whatever you're doing, you're always working with people who are running into their mindset challenges. What do you really want? And if you really want to have a difference in 2016 and beyond, then I'm going to encourage you to Google up how you get from wherever you are to Calgary and come and join us. Now, our January 8, 9, 10 weekend is completely full. And the next one that I'm doing is April 8, 9, and 10. April 8, 9, 10, 2016, complimentary weekend in Calgary designed for you to come immerse yourself in the repatterning technique and decide if this is for you, if this is something that you want to use to change and shift your life. It is the system for immediate visible transformation, and we positively guarantee it. But you're the one that needs to make the decision to live it. And so I'm offering what I consider to be a pretty irresistible offer. Complimentary 2.5 days with me. You just have to get yourself here. Because what I'm looking for is people who want to learn this in an ongoing manner. And I want to see them eyeball to eyeball and hand to hand and experience with you what it's like to live this way. That's what I've been on about. And unfortunately, it meant that I had to let some things go, at least for the time being. I'm not saying I'm never going to do a radio show again because I love doing this. But it really is important to me to put some energy into what I really desire. And what I really desire is to work with people who really want to do this and make a difference ongoing in their life. That's what makes my heart sing. So I forgive myself for believing I don't need anything. Repeat that one with me. I forgive myself for believing I don't need anything, and breathe it in. I give myself permission to explore what I really need, body, mind, and soul. I give myself permission to explore what I really need, body, mind, and soul, and breathe it in. I choose to create the emotions I desire for myself, send them out to others, and then receive them back with grace. I choose to create the emotions I desire for myself, send them out to others, and then receive them back with grace. I'm free to ask for what it is I desire. I'm free to ask for whatever it is I desire. And I'd like to thank Sue from Ohio for phoning in and being willing to play and demonstrating that so well today. I know what it feels like to receive my desires, and I'm grateful to myself for learning to receive with grace. I know what it feels like to receive my desires, and I'm grateful to myself for learning to receive with grace. And breathe it in. And I'm expanding my ability to be my best self, and gifts of the heart, both given and received, support my expansion to be me. I'm expanding my ability to be my best self, and gifts of the heart, both given and received, support my expansion to be. I've really enjoyed spending today with you. I trust that you are enjoying yourself this holiday season. Remember, it's about how you navigate what happens, not what happens, and make a decision to ask for what you really want. For your wish list, ask the universe to provide what you really, really want. Determine how it feels, and then create and claim that feeling for yourself. If you could give the people that you care about a feeling, what would that feeling be? And then wrap that feeling up and hand it to yourself. Because often, we are so good at giving what it is that we really want to receive. It's been a joy and a pleasure to be with you today. We'll see you next week again right here on Contact Talk Radio on December the 17th, when we will talk specifically on December the 17th about how you will really, where are we? I'm just trying to pull it up here. There we are. How you really welcome change. We'll talk about that and more on Flipping Your Switch. I'm Suze Casey. Have a great week. Bye for now.
The 2020 Mazda CX-9 is designed to elevate every moment with a sophisticated SUV experience. Stunningly crafted with three-row seating, including second-row captain's chairs. Book a test drive at Mazda.ca.